This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I'm Greg Jarrett.
I'm Kat Timpf.
I'm Jason Chaffetz, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I'm John Saucier. The speculation has been through the roof on the whereabouts, health, relationship status, and just in general about Catherine, Princess of Wales. The woman, otherwise known as Kate Middleton, is the most popular member of the British royal family and put all the rumors to rest today when she revealed she's undergoing chemotherapy treatment for cancer.
It's very clear the Princess of Wales was not ready to release this news yet, but given the heightened speculation over the last several weeks, her hand was sort of forced.
This is a Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Catherine, Princess of Wales, posting a video update on X, formerly known as Twitter, months after her surgery in London with some serious news about her health.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
That audio, courtesy of BBC Studios. Now, the 42-year-old not saying exactly what type of cancer she's battling, but does say she's going through chemotherapy and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help her heal. She also thanked her family and fantastic medical team, says she's thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer, calling on them to not lose faith or hope, adding that they're not alone.
The first thing that I thought is I cannot believe that the internet made her do this.
Our guest today is some serious insight into the British royal family and how they're perceived on either side of the pond. It's Shannon Felton Spence, former head of politics and communication of the British Consulate General of New England, based in Boston.
It's very clear that the Princess of Wales was not ready to release this news yet, but given the heightened speculation over the last several weeks, her hand was sort of forced. And now some of that is the, unforced error that came from the photoshopped photo, which was meant to put the conspiracy theories to bed and actually just kick them up even more. But given the rumors about her marriage and a possible disappearance and a cover up, her hand was really forced. And I felt really sad for her because this is a really difficult thing for her to be dealing with privately and with her family, and to now have to sort of defend her life and her choices in front of the entire world before she was ready, I think is really difficult. I always knew that no matter what she was dealing with health-wise, that when she was ready, she was going to come out and be an advocate for that thing and have transparency, because that is just the ethos that she lives by. And she really values that relationship and that role that she has with the public. And so I'm not surprised that she did this. I'm just surprised at the timing, and I'm sad about the timing.
Yeah, I was really sad for her too, because this woman has already been through just so much in her life, and a lot of it fueled with media speculation and just the rumors, and then photos that have been taken of her and in the British tabloids. Can you just talk about some of the, I guess, manufactured scandals involving her leading up to this point, just through the years?
Yeah, it's actually interesting. This particular instance is, there's a little bit of nuance here. It's not actually the tabloids. I think the tabloids are who we are always pointing towards and who we're always blaming, but this was actually TikTok. This was the internet. This was social media and people fueling these conspiracy theories and coming up with their own theories and putting them out there. And, you know, just the scale and the vastness of what you can do on the internet and how news and gossip can spread really caught up with them this time. So this, I have to say, this one was actually not the tabloids. But yeah, you know, for years there have been I think with anybody in the public eye, but especially for the royals who we hold to such a higher standard, there's always going to be speculation about their health and their happiness and, you know, some of their private lives and their choices, and even just the question of whether they are entitled to a private life. And this, all of this coming together at a time when both the king and the Princess of Wales, who is, by the way, the Princess of Wales is the most popular member of the royal family in, you know, every poll for the last 10 years. It really was a wildfire that could not be stopped.
Now, you mentioned King Charles. He is dealing with cancer as well. So if you are Prince William right now, you're sitting there, your wife has cancer and your father has cancer. What's going through his mind? How do you think he's processing all this?
What's really interesting about this is actually the stories are very, very similar. So the king also went in for a sort of a, I don't know if it was a routine surgery, but it was a planned surgery for something that was benign, and a cancer was discovered that he is now treating. And the Princess of Wales video today demonstrated a very similar timeline. I went in for a planned major abdominal surgery for something that they thought was benign and then was found to not be. And so I am treating that. So it's really interesting. I think it's a moment for us all to sort of take stock of our own health and not let any questions wait before we, you know, seek expert advice on them. But in regards to the Prince of Wales, you know, he is dealing with something that millions of Brits and millions of Americans and millions of people around the world are dealing with, and that is the reality of aging parents and also raising a young family. And I really feel for him, and I know that many people around the globe will understand the tug that he has on his heart for both of those situations. And, you know, let's like add the additional layer that he doesn't have his brother to rely on at the moment, or to lean on rather. And he has this big, huge world leader type job on the public stage. And I think that that's just an added layer of complexity that must be really, really difficult for him to deal with. Also, you know, I don't want to speculate about how he feels, but I can imagine that this is really difficult as he looks at his children. So George is, I think, going to be 11 this summer. And William was 15 when his mother died. And now, you know, William's wife has been diagnosed with cancer, and that's got to be really scary. I mean, he remembers how traumatic that was. And so I think it's always been the most important thing to William to be a father first, and a prince and an heir to the throne second. But this has got to be a really difficult time for him.
Being a princess isn't all glitz and glamour. It's been anything but for Kate Middleton. The Princess of Wales, who has exuded compassion, style, and family values, is fighting a new battle, cancer. We're talking about her surprise announcement today with former head of politics and communication of the British Consulate General of New England, Shannon Felton Spence. That conversation continues right after these words.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Prince Harry as well, because that is, like you mentioned, another layer just in Prince William's life. Harry had the book that came out, Spare. He detailed a fight between the two brothers. Obviously, the relationship hasn't been great. We know Harry did make a visit to the United Kingdom to visit the king, his father, Prince Charles, or King Charles, that is, when he came down with cancer. Do you expect any sort of statement or just anything from Prince Harry or Meghan Markle? Because this is obviously just major news. Do you think they're going to talk about it?
Well, I don't know if they would talk about it publicly. I think that that is a decision that they have to make. They certainly seem to have an appetite for talking about things publicly through a spokesperson. But I would hope at the very least that this would give them the opportunity to reach out, if not mend bridges on this estrangement, at least reach out and, you know, be a family and have some compassion. And also, I have been thinking a lot about them lately, Harry and Meghan. I've been thinking a lot about Harry and Meghan lately in that one of their main reasons for leaving the UK was this intrusion on their privacy and on their private life. And you'll remember that they were so protective of her pregnancy with Archie and when Archie was born, and they really were trying to rewrite the rule book, the royal rule book, and what the public expects from them. And I have been thinking that they must be feeling that again as they're watching Catherine and William go through something similar, where they shared as much as they wanted to share and they expected to have the space and the privacy to recover and to be with their family, and the public just wouldn't let them. And I was wondering if that might be a bridge between the two couples, and I hope that it might be.
Our guest today is Shannon Felton Spence. She's the former head of politics and communication of the British Consulate General of New England. All right, Shannon, I'm curious to know about the British public and what you think they're going to react to this. You mentioned that Princess Kate is the most popular of the royal family, has been for years now. Obviously, here in the United States, we're shocked about this because of so much speculation. Now you hear the woman has cancer. You feel bad for her. She's going through chemotherapy. She did this video where she was seemingly sitting on a park bench and speaking very seriously. It definitely touched a lot of emotional points. What do you think the reaction, how are they digesting this in Great Britain?
So the conspiracy theories for the last several weeks have really been coming from this side of the pond. It's really been driven by American audiences and American royal watchers. And actually, for many weeks, the British press wasn't even touching it. The sense that I have gotten from the British public the entire time has just been a sense of worry. But they really, you know, they trusted the statement. I felt like generally understood that they were being told the truth about a surgery and that she would be back when she said that she would be back. So, like I said, the craziness has really been driven by American audiences. Given this news, I can imagine that Brits will be feeling very compassionately for the princess. I think they'll be feeling very protective of her. And the royal family really gives the British public an outlet to show their emotion and their grief. We obviously saw this when William's mother, the Princess of Wales, passed away 25 years ago. That was obviously very tragic, but we also saw it when the Queen died just 2 years ago. And so there will be an outpouring of love and support. And I hope a renewed call for privacy and space for the Wales family.
Yeah, and you also hope it just kind of unites people in general too. You know, I mean, I feel like we all can come together. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, how you feel. You get a big public figure like this, and she's only in her 40s, and she's got cancer. It's really just something that's shocking, and it does make you feel compassion for her as well. So I'm sure the Brits will get together and support her, and hopefully on this side of the pond, we can as well. Shannon Felton Spence, former head of politics and communication of the British Consulate General of New England, joining us from Boston. Great insight, and thank you as always for joining us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.